He covers the Suns for ArizonaSports.com. Been a busy man, certainly all week, and now crazy in the last 24 hours. Kellen Olson joins us on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Kellen, thanks for being with us today. How are you doing?
Howard, doing well. Thanks for having me.
How much sleep did you get? We asked Gambo that. We asked Bobby Marks that. What's it been like the last 24 hours, especially after all this Durant news broke?
Oh, clean 8 hours, Howard. It's a long couple of weeks coming, so you got to get to sleep early when you can on the nights when you can. So when Kevin Durant's not traded yet, I'm sleeping. And when he gets traded, I'm not sleeping. We'll see when that comes.
Don't argue with the body, Kellen. That's a fight you can't win, buddy. That's a fight you can't win. Hey, Kellen, listen, you know, there are so many sides to this story in terms of the Suns trying to pull this thing off. From where you sit, what are the elephants in the room in terms of making a deal happen? We'll call them elephants in the room. We'll call them hurdles. We'll call them concerns, barriers between the Suns and Kevin Durant in a Suns uniform sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I like the way you phrase the question, Tim, because there are so many different factors to a trade like this. First of all, how much control does Kevin Durant have over this situation? How much does where he wants to go matter, and how many places does he want to go? Does he have a place that he wants to go more than others? We've heard Phoenix and Miami. Is Phoenix at the top of the list? Does it matter between Phoenix and Miami? Are there other teams in Phoenix and Miami? Does he really care if it's one of those six teams, or will he still sign up on a trade that's somewhere else that's not necessarily that, if Brooklyn gets a better offer? And those are sort of just – that's just the beginning from Durant's side, right? And then you look at it from the Nets' side, and with Gambo reporting that the Nets don't have interest in DeAndre Ayton, I think that firmly takes the Suns out of the running in terms of the best offer they can give. I say that, though, and the Nets don't have much draft capital right now. They barely have any because they just gave away a ton of it to Houston for James Harden 12 months ago, 18 months ago. So – they're in a position where maybe the best offer for Brooklyn is heavily slated towards draft picks. I still believe, though, we've never seen a player like Kevin Durant at this height of his abilities right now with 4 years left on his deal be available like this. So I would assume that a prime young player approaching their prime has to come back in this deal. And if DeAndre Ayton's not in it, I believe he would be the blue chip kind of trade chip in this kind of discussion. I wonder where the Suns could get that from and if that's what Brooklyn is looking for, because you look across the league and there are still a couple of teams that you have in mind that could have a better offer if what they're looking for, which I think what any team should be looking for in this type of return, is first and foremost that type of blue chip player in return. And right now, I don't know if the Suns would have it.
You mentioned youth. And I would suspect, as we've been talking about, we just posed that we have our poll question: Would you trade Ayton, or Ayton including the trade, whether he goes to the Nets or someone else or somewhere else if it's a different team? But would you trade Ayton, Cam Johnson, and Mikal Bridges for Durant? And we had someone text us in the last hour saying that they don't want Durant. I would suspect it's because of the youth versus veteran. You mentioned Durant's under contract for 4 years. Yes, that's true. He is 34 years old. So is there any danger there in terms of giving up youth and getting a guy who still is a hell of a player, but what will he be when he's 35, 36, 37 in the last year of that contract? Is that a concern at all, Kellen?
It absolutely is, and anyone who acts like this is a risk-averse win-win-win-win situation acquiring Kevin Durant is nuts, but they're also nuts if they act like the Suns have a better chance of winning a championship right now in the next 5 years than they would in whatever kind of trade package they have to give up to get Kevin Durant. Their championship odds would skyrocket. I mean, they already did in Las Vegas when all of this news sort of broke, and you just look at what they would be able to do for the next 3 to 4 years with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul. And we'll see how much longer Chris Paul sticks around. We'll see how much Kevin Durant still has left in 3 to 4 years. But that Devin Booker guy isn't going anywhere, and he's 25 years old, and he's a top 10 player in the league, in my opinion. So they've got so much going for them if they bring in a player like Kevin Durant. And, of course, another risk involved in this is if one of those guys gets hurt, the depth that James Jones has prided himself on having on these rosters the last couple of years, it's just not really going to be possible to have that type of depth in this type of trade. We assume with the type of trade that you would be giving up, you would be giving up quite a bit of the roster and the depth that you have, and you would just have less options elsewhere if one of those guys got hurt. But this is the type of risk that you have to take right now, especially with the way the season ended last year. And you can even argue going back to the finals last year, the continuity is just not going to cut it for the Suns right now after two seasons, and they need to do something bold. They need to go get a big name. And I've been joking that if you had a time machine that was functioning and you were looking for the perfect power forward to bring in to upgrade on this team, Kevin Durant would be the pick. Even if you go back 50 years, he would be the pick for this team, the guy to get. And then the fact that he's available right now for them in a trade talk is just it's insane timing, and it's incredibly fortunate for them. But you also have to give the Suns a ton of credit for being flexible and being in a position right now where they could potentially really find themselves in the running, which it seems like they are right now.
I guess one question, Kellen, would be in terms of that lack of depth, if they have to move these pieces, is what would be possible, not financially, cap-wise, and just players available that the Suns could then go out. Let's say this deal is done. Now what else can they do in the upcoming months to replenish that depth?
Right. One of the big questions from this development in the last, whatever it's been, 24, 20 hours right now, is how much of the Suns' free agent plans were altered and how many of the guys that have already signed were guys that the Suns were interested in and potentially had a real chance at signing. And that's what we don't know right now. So the matter of getting Durant done, the sooner the better for the Suns right now, because they've got some other moves to make. Because even if Kevin Durant comes in, I still think that they need another ball handler to come in off the bench who's more reliable than Campaign and Landry Shamet. They were both inconsistent last year. And they obviously need to figure out what's going to happen at center, assuming DeAndre Ayton is gone. And that's something that they need to get a move on quickly. So with that in mind, you just kind of look around right now, and you're just at the mercy of the Nets, and you're at the mercy of what goes on over the next 48 hours, 72 hours. Like, this could be something that extends through the weekend. It wouldn't surprise me at all. Brooklyn has no reason to rush this at all. They need to wait it out and see if some other team like Boston would be able to be willing to include Jaylen Brown. Would New Orleans be willing to include Brandon Ingram? We kind of look around at some of the potential fits across the league. Would Toronto be willing to include Scottie Barnes, Cleveland, and Evan Mobley? You just kind of look for those A-plus sort of assets that you could get back in return that are a player and not just draft picks. And I just wonder how much of that factors into how much longer we're going to be waiting for this to get done right now.
Kellen, we got about 10 seconds. Yes or no? Chances of yes or no, Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton in a Suns uniform next season. Possible? Yes or no?
No, the tax bill would be ludicrous. Okay. and insane. No chance.
Okay, unless it's for a lot less money than people are thinking for Ayton. And
DeAndre would need to take like $10 million a year. He's going to do that, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he just shouldn't take that money. That's all I was saying. Go get your bag, DeAndre. You deserve it.
Kellen, thanks for the time. Brother. Have a good rest of the day, and maybe try to have some time over the holiday weekend.
Thanks, guys.